Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski and Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about the COVID-19 After Action Report survey and current vaccine statistics. This is part two of a two-part interview.
For the after action report, when do you hope to get that completed and who does that get sent off to?
It doesn't really get sent to anyone. It's for our own personal documentation for the history books. We'll have copies of it in our records for here into eternity. And this way, 5, 10 years, 100 years from now, if
lessons learned, you know, I mean, because like we have things in our pandemic plan that talks about, I mean, the 1918 influenza. I mean, so we and I was looking at some of that data as I was trying to update our pandemic plan. And honestly, we won't be able to probably update it with all of that data for several years. And we look back at the retroactive data. I think we need to kind of completely get past this, and I think it'll still be a while before we do.
Yeah, I think this will be a phased thing. We'll get all the initial data and put together a report, and then we're going to come back a year from now, maybe, and do another survey and say, okay, hopefully we're past this completely by then, or at least, you know, in a better place. But we'll be looking at this for years to come and see how we need to grow, how we have grown, and what we need to continue to do to improve processes and all that.
For the general public, where can they find this survey?
So we have posted this survey on our Washington County Public Health Facebook page. Also, Marissa showed it on her page. We sent it out to pretty much everybody in our distribution list, and we're really hoping that you'll put it in a link in your story, Sam.
Plus, it will be linked on our website.
Yes.
I will make sure that it is linked on the county website.
And I'll put it on our public health website so that everybody has an opportunity to access it. So washph.com.
How is Washington County doing right now as far as vaccine rates?
So right now, our total percentage for vaccine coverage is we're at 45.2%. And, you know, the last time I looked at this was a couple of weeks ago, and I think we were at like 44 then. You know, so it has really, really slowed. And one of the things that I think about, so total number of vaccines given is 19,718. So that's with people who have started a two-dose, people who have completed a two-dose, and people who have had the one dose. That's all of the vaccines given. But I think what concerns me the most is the numbers when we look at our younger population. So in Washington County, only 499 vaccines have been given to those 12 to 15 years of age. 352 have been given for people who are 16 to 17, and 390 have been given to people who are 18 to 19. So again, as Marissa and I talked about, you know, kind of the concerns about what going back to school might look like, that's not a very high percentage of our population. So I know that there's conversations that we're having about how to encourage vaccinations as kids are going back for their well child checks. They have said that there doesn't need to be that 2-week separation between regular immunizations and the COVID vaccine. So for kids who are going back to school and they need to get updated on their Tdap or their meninge, or maybe they're getting their HPV, they can get their COVID-19 vaccine at the same time. And just as a reminder, Pfizer is the only one that is approved for those 12 and above. Moderna is still 18 and above. And we're hoping that we will start to see emergency use authorizations for 2 to 11, probably after school starts, but still hopefully this fall.
For those who may have gotten the first dose maybe months ago and they didn't get their second dose, is it too late to get your second dose?
No, it's not too late. They would recommend that you get it within 42 days of the first dose. But if you've had your first dose, go get your second one, because you are going to get a lot more protection with that second dose, especially with the Delta variant circulating. And, you know, we know it's not posted publicly. We've asked for that information for the public to view where the Delta is circulating, but we have had it here and we know it's in all 99 counties. So we just really want to stress how important it is to get vaccinated, because the thing is that right now vaccination will protect you from the spread of the Delta variant. However, if we continue to have low levels of vaccination, we can start to see increasing mutations with this variant that aren't going to be protected by this vaccine. And nobody wants to start over. I don't have the energy to do this again. I don't think, Marissa, you don't either. And nobody does. Nobody wants to redo this nightmare that we live through. So the best way out of this is really to ensure that you are getting those two-dose vaccinations for everybody in your family, in your household who is eligible. They are safe. This technology has been around for like a decade. You know, it's just, it's not something that we've used, but it does allow us to move forward. And it's interesting, I was reading through our pandemic plans, and they were even saying, you know, that if you have a DNA recombinant vaccine, you know, it can come a lot faster. Like, you can get vaccines a lot faster. And we've had these pandemic plans since I've been here, you know, so this technology is not new. It's safe, they're effective, and we really just want to keep people safe. And we know that the people who are being hospitalized and the people who are dying are unvaccinated. And so that's why we're really stressing that we push for that.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski and Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about the COVID-19 After Action Report survey and current vaccine statistics. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.